All right, everybody. It is beer talk today here on WSUM.
Hello.
We don't have our snazzy intro clip because I forgot it.
But we did too many tastings.
We did too many tastings in too little time. But we are here, John and myself. Kyle is sadly absent. He is
on a motorcycle trip across country.
Yes.
Picking up beers for your entertainment.
Yes. Exactly what's going on.
This is what we do for you.
Yeah,
he's probably at WSUM student stations.
He's probably in upstate New York somewhere, buying some Yingling in Brooklyn Brewery and shipping it back to us to consume on the air for you.
And then tell you how good it is and how you cannot get it around here. How it's too expensive in New York.
Yeah. Oh man. If only that was what he was doing.
That would be great.
Yeah. He's just having a, 23-year-old crisis in biking. Anyway, we wish him luck on his journey, etc. But we're here, and we're going to do a little beer news in 60 seconds. 45 seconds? 50 seconds? I don't know. How long?
A couple seconds.
Well,
not much.
Not much going on, but we found some news that will be entertaining and informative. So, should I count you in?
You shall.
2, 1, go.
All right. According to ProBrewer.com, the Alabama State Senate passed HB 373 on May 14th. This bill will allow beers that are above 6% ABV to be sold in Alabama. At this stage, it is uncertain whether the governor will pass the bill or not, but everyone is pulling for it. Next, according to KFSM.com, authorities are investigating a chainsaw attack in Fayetteville, Arkansas that resulted from a missing pack of beer from the owner's vehicle. And lastly, Labatt is suing Brick Brewing over a beer with packaging closely resembling Brava, a recently acquired Labatt brand. This is according to the Leader Post. Both lagers come in clear bottles with black, white, and red labeling.
Wow.
Very unique.
Well, you made it in about 50 seconds there. Yeah, let's talk about that last one. Black, white, and red. And I Google image searched this, and I couldn't find... I think I found old, out-of-date labels.
I'm guessing it was a recently acquired... Brava is recently acquired by Labatt, so maybe they changed the image.
And it also said in that article that... whichever one, Brick, their Red Baron beer, which is the beer in question. It also just recently changed their label. So I think I got an old image on that. But yeah, because the Brava beer that I found was like yellow.
Yeah, it looked like Boddington's or something.
Yeah, so it's clearly been changed. But
so I think Boddington's needs to get in on this.
Sue them.
Yeah.
Everybody sue everybody. So they sued it because it was red, white, and black.
In a clear bottle, though.
In a clear bottle. That is kind of unique. I was going to say...
I'm going to sue your lager because it is in a clear bottle.
I was going to say, let's think of all the other beers that are red, white, and black. But if it's in a clear bottle, I can't think of a single beer that's red, white, and black label in a clear bottle. Besides these two now that I had never seen before and certainly never consumed.
I mean, I could see like... I don't know which one came first. Session or Red Stripe. I could see a dispute there. Maybe. Okay. Possibly.
Maybe.
Because it's like a different style bottle. But, I mean, this is like a clear bottle with like colors and a label. I don't know.
Sounds kind of lame.
It sounds really lame.
Yeah.
Kind of like most of the news this week.
Kind of like most of the news. So then there's also a chainsaw attack.
Apparently, some people had picked up some other people. And after dropping them off, they realized... a pack of beer was missing. This resulted in what sounded like someone getting their arm cut off by a chainsaw.
Was he holding the case of beer when his arm, so like they cut the arm off and then like got the beer back with the arm still like holding on to the beer? That's like how I imagine this scenario. Yeah.
In which case, what do you grab the pack by? Do you grab it by like the forearm or do you like go by the bottom of the beer pack?
It's a tough call.
I don't know. It's just silly.
Huh.
Only in Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Apparently.
would someone be driving around with not only a pack of beer, but a chainsaw?
Just in case. Just in case somebody steals their beer, they can have retribution. So is the guy with his arm cut off, is he okay? I mean, he's armless, so yeah. That's a problem.
He's kind of okay.
Yeah, but he's like, what about the guy? Is he in jail? The chainsaw?
I don't know.
Attacker?
It said he was missing.
Oh. On the run from the law?
I guess.
Huh.
That's why they're investigating it.
Well, interesting. Well, I hope he gets arrested.
Yeah.
Chainsaws.
I hope the other guy gets his arm back.
Yeah. Chainsaws and alcohol do not mix. If I said it once, I've said it 1,000 times.
And then lastly, Alabama.
Woo.
Going big.
Hopefully.
Going imperial.
Not even, man. No. Going like most IPAs.
Imperial table beer.
Yeah, like imperial mild. Like 6%. Yeah. 6%.
They still can't have Two Hearted.
Can't have Two Hearted. Can't have most IPAs.
Uh-uh.
I mean, what can they have?
Grain Belt.
Yeah, that's fine.
You can have some stouts. And,
yeah.
I mean, what are they at right now?
They can't be over 6.
Okay.
It has so to be, any beer has to be under 6%.
Okay.
So I guess, right. I mean, I'm sure that law was instituted as a way to outlaw, you know, malt liquor.
Right.
You know? Before craft breweries really gotten hold, and probably in like the 60s or 70s, they're like, oh, malt liquor, this is bad, let's ban beer over 6%.
Yeah.
But obviously with the craft beer, this is so much, man, they couldn't have much. Yeah, you can have regular pale ales, stouts, porters, you know, session beers, yeah. But goodness, 6%?
It's crazy.
That's crazy. These guys have never had a barley wine. They've never had, Two Hearted. Come on.
They've never had
most things.
Most good beers.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, that's not true. There's some good beers under 6%.
Sure,
but
plenty. But
yeah, they've never had. That's crazy.
Yeah. It just cuts out so many styles. I don't know. It just seems like an unnecessary law. And it's yeah. If anybody wants to, I don't know how many microbreweries there are down there. Probably very few, but.
It's extremely limiting to what
totally.
Can do.
Totally. Seems like a silly law.
Yeah.
But so hopefully, it sounded like the governor might veto it. Like it's passed, but they don't know if the governor is going to sign it.
Mm-hmm.
That's silly.
They don't know if he'll sign it. And sounds like a lot of breweries are, you know, writing letters, you know, because it's a market.
Yeah, absolutely.
If it passes. So, yeah.
Hopefully.
I guess we'll see what happens.
Cross our fingers. Hopefully. I remember, I think it was South Carolina, maybe it was a year or two ago, had the same kind of thing. Finally were able to have strong beer. So I think there's a few more states in the South that are sort of holding out on that, but hopefully the limit gets overturned.
Yeah. I wonder if they can have like 12% wine.
I'm sure they can. I'm sure there's no restrictions on wine. Yeah. No, all wine must be like 10%.
Super sweet.
Gross. Anyway. Well, that's it for news, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, two exciting week.
Yeah, not much going on locally.
Especially following Craft Beer Week, I would have expected more shenanigans in the craft beer world.
Yeah, I'm sure everybody was just out partying and there wasn't much happening. Nobody was suing anybody. Nobody was banning labels.
Maybe when people are drinking, they're not writing.
That could be it, too.
So.
That might be it.
Who knows?
All right. Well, we got one other little thing I wanted to play. So, this is a while, maybe a month back.
Mm-hmm.
There's this show called On Wisconsin, which I'm sure WSCM listeners are familiar with. It's like a real talk show where they talk about like issues, Wisconsin issues, local news.
We talk about issues.
Things, yeah.
What are you getting at?
I mean, this is more like a public service. Ours is sort of
a public service.
Absolutely. You know, and I take it all back. Our show is just as important, but regardless, it's this local events show, and they had the UW Chancellor Biddy Martin on the show, and I bumped into the host of the show before she recorded the interview, and I said, you know, if you get a chance, if you have some time at the end, ask her what her favorite beer is, and give me the clip. And I had all these, she did it, and we got the clip here, and I had all these highfalutin ideas of how I was going to go around and interview a whole bunch of other people, you know, either university people or like Madison like celebrities or something. Yeah, and get all these like clips of like, what's your favorite beer? What's your favorite beer? And I'd make this big montage and it'd be great. And that just hasn't happened.
We should do all the State Street celebrities.
What are, oh, like
Piccolo Pete and, you know, just like all
Skinner Dan and those guys. Yeah, but that would require talking to them.
Yeah, so?
All right, cool. Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
What's your favorite beer? Mickey's. Old English 800.
You're making generalizations.
You don't think so? I don't know. What's, are there any beers with Blaze Orange labels? Because that would be Piccolo Pete.
I don't know. That's a good question.
I don't know. I have to look
for it.
Actually, I do know that Miller High Life comes in a Blaze Orange can during hunting season. Nice. So that's probably his favorite beer. It's true. I've seen it.
Cool.
Yeah. But anyway, at any rate, I was saving this clip for the future when I would do that. And then I'm not going to. I just haven't. So I'm just going to play it for you. It's very, very lengthy. No, it's not. It's very quick. But here's Chancellor Martin.
I'm Chancellor Martin, and my favorite beer is Spotted Cow.
There you go. Did you catch that? Chancellor Martin's favorite beer is Spotted Cow.
Huh.
Want to hear it again?
Sure.
All right, we'll make sure to do it again.
I'm Chancellor Martin, and my favorite beer is Spotted Cow.
There you go.
Didn't even have to think about it.
No, she was like right on.
Hmm.
Spotted Cow?
Yeah.
It's a good choice.
Why not?
Sure. She didn't say Triple Hops Brewed Miller Lite or...
Yeah.
Budweiser, God forbid, Stella Artois. Something like that. He was, Spotted Cow. Good. Support the local people, New Glarus. Good for her.
Great.
Yep. I don't know. Do you have anything else to say about that?
No,
I just thought we had this clip we've been sitting on. And I should probably let the people know.
We should have thought about this more.
Yeah. Well, no, it was an honor. And I'm playing it in honor of commencement because that was last weekend, right?
Right.
That's a legitimate reason to do something, right?
Yeah.
All right, cool.